Back to Brexit now, and what happens to anyone who has a UK driver's licence in the event of no deal? Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority is on the line. What will happen, Brian?
Three things to clarify in relation to this, and it's all part of our efforts to prepare for the event of a no-deal Brexit situation. The second point is that anyone who is visiting Ireland on a UK licence or holidaying or on a short stay doesn't have to worry. This doesn't affect you at all. I suppose where the issue is if anyone is living in Ireland, is resident in Ireland, and they hold a UK driving licence, there is a risk that in the event of a no-deal Brexit, that licence may not be valid. Now, I say a risk because there are still efforts ongoing to put in place a situation where the licences can be recognised. But I suppose at this point, it is appropriate that we start going out and letting people know who have a UK licence but are living here in Ireland that they should make provisions to exchange that licence for an Irish licence.
Now, people will have heard already, Brian, they'll have heard already about the green card for the insurance. This is different. This is your actual licence. If you have an Irish driver's licence, for the moment, grant, no problem. But if you're living in Ireland with a UK driver's licence, maybe you need to think about what you're going to do. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And what we're advising people to do in good time is to put in your licence exchange request at the National Driver Licence Service, ndls.ie, and start looking to exchange that licence. Because in the event of a no-deal Brexit and post-29th of March, you may not be able to exchange your UK licence for an Irish driving licence. But it is important to say that...
And look, you can do that now, so while the window is there, go for it. That's
exactly,
your advice.
Exactly.
Can I ask you one other thing, Brian? I'm sure you know from Liveline this week, there were huge numbers of callers very critical of the Crashed Lives ad. And the Gleeson family, they've asked you to stop running that ad campaign, and they've written to you. Why is the Road Safety Authority sticking with this ad campaign?
Well, I suppose because it's needed to highlight the very serious issue of unaccompanied driving on the roads, to promote the fact that the penalties have changed. The law hasn't changed, the penalties have changed. And to highlight what Noel Clancy and his family have to live with as a consequence of unaccompanied driving. And the ad focuses on his impact statement. It doesn't focus in any way on the other driver. And I think it's important to say that we have had an open and continuous engagement with the family, with the other family, from before the ad was actually broadcast, and we've engaged with their legal advisors too. So I think it's fair to say that
because obviously these things are. I mean, it's dreadful that any of these events happen in the first place. Obviously, any campaign that encourages people to drive better, that can only be a good thing. But it's traumatic for all involved, and surely an ad like this, however well intentioned, do you not worry about re-traumatizing?
And it was for that reason that we've engaged with the family, and we consulted with them. We made changes to the ad, and they told us through their solicitor that they were happy for the ad to proceed without any objections. And I suppose they have always acknowledged as well that, you know, we have a remit and a task and a job to do as well to promote road safety. And we will be responding formally to the Gleesons. They've written to us, and we will be responding to the Gleeson family, and we will be highlighting the ongoing engagement that we have had with them, the mitigating things that we've put in place to address their concerns. And I think that's the important thing here, is that we have acted responsibly, we have acted reasonably, and we have addressed and taken on board many, many of their concerns.
Appreciate your time this lunchtime, Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority. Thank you.